How to Balance Life in Europe, brought to you by Robbie's Barber.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. My name is Christian Balanon, and I am joined by none other than
Will Humble. Today, we're going to get into how to make sure you're not losing your entire life outside of Euro, that there's more to just all the studying and reading.
Take it from us. We're just two people that lived the Euro life this year. We knew how to balance the struggle. We knew how to manage our social life, but not only that, we knew how to keep it straight, and we knew how to, in terms of our standards, succeed.
Exactly. You know, we both were both involved in a lot of different clubs. We both played baseball, and we took Euro, and we took other honors classes too. See, you know, when you're looking at it, your life shouldn't be just strictly Euro.
All right. So on that note, we can just move straight into our first point. Our first point is having 45 minutes just set aside at your house just to focus on Euro. At the beginning of the year, we had a teacher, a little rough around the edges. His name was Mr. Robert Sanders. He was a special figure, to say the least, but the one thing that stood out to me was that if you set apart 45 minutes of your day or night, you will really succeed in this class, and we can clearly attest to that.
You know, he talked a lot about it's a very strict 45 minutes, you know? It's not doing other things, talking to other people, hanging out with mom and dad or your brothers and sisters. You get down to it, 45 minutes, you're in your room, just you, your iPad, and whether it's McKay or the homework worksheet, phones in the other room, TV's off, and you're just focused and paying attention, and you can get your work done quick. You don't really need that much time. You know, you take that 45 minutes and you're able to get it done.
For those of you that don't know, that are listening to our podcast for the first time, McKay is actually the name of the book of our European history textbook. The author, John Paul McKay, I think it is, or we just call him McKay. He was a teacher at the University of Illinois, and I like to have fun with him sometimes. We like to take him around on adventures, and it surely seems to please our teacher. And leading into that, our second point is our teacher. He always has something for us, no matter if it's worksheets or homework, which it's all right. It does help prepare for the test, but at the same time, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah, you know, your teachers bring so much to the table. You know, if you're struggling, you need extra help, go find him. You know, it shouldn't be just you all alone. You're able to seek out that help, whether it's from your teacher, a different teacher, everybody's super knowledgeable. You just have to find someone you know who can help you out. And that could be, again, your teacher, friend, a parent, someone else. But if you're struggling, you got to make sure you seek out the help and take the initiative. Don't let yourself drown and struggle because you don't want to seek out the help.
Yeah, adding on to that, if you let yourself struggle in that class, because believe me, it's happened to both of us. To be honest, it happened to many of us in class too. We've all experienced it, and it can lead to bringing down your other classes as well. If you're able to take some time, just figure out what you need to figure out, especially for Euro, and utilize everything you can, your teachers, your textbook, even some of your friends, this will be one of the greatest classes you've ever taken at the school.
And I think a lot of that comes from, too, is not stressing yourself out so much and just having some fun with it, you know, whether it's laughing in class here and there, sharing a joke with friends. It doesn't all have to be miserable and hard work. When we're able to take some time in class, laugh with one another, that makes it a lot more fun, and it ends up being a great class, not just something hard and annoying that ruins your sophomore year.
The best thing is about this class is that not all of it's going to be boring. You're going to find something in this class that you're gonna really like, no matter if it's Napoleon taking over the entire continent of Europe or the rise in illegitimacy in farming. There's gonna be something that you're gonna find in this class that you're gonna have really a whole lot of enjoyment, no matter what it is.
And I know a lot of people say it, and you hear it over and over again, that you get what you put into it.
Yeah, you get what you put out of this.
And I think it's really true, because you put in the hard work and you find those fun things and you'll really get a lot out of it, and you're able to have a good time.
Oh yeah, for sure. It really gets you thinking, like, this could make her, well, I shouldn't say that. While it doesn't really, quote unquote, make or break your sophomore year, it does mean something if you're able to put something into it. If you're willing to take the time and, as our teacher calls it, doing the grind, if you're able to do all that and still manage your social life, you're going to be set up for greatness.
Yeah, you're going to come out of sophomore year a lot better than you came into it, and you're going to be changed positively because of that.
And not just for your high school career, or at least the remaining couple of years you have in high school, you're going to be prepared for college and what lies beyond, because while the two letters A and P do scare some people, it's not meant to. It's supposed to get you into a different frame of mind, because if you're able to think at that college level or that adult level, your life is about to become a piece of cake, and everyone will be at basically at your feet asking for you to be part of them.
And that really kind of flows in another good point too about working hard, and kind of those, maybe not the history skills will transfer to everything, but those hard-working skills and breaking through adversity and all that stuff, that's really transferable to the rest of your life too. If you're struggling in here and then figure it out, those skills about hard work, work ethic, and effort, those can transfer right onto the baseball field or the soccer field or the football field or softball or whatnot. And same way as that can work in other classes too. So making sure you stay strong and stay positive in Euro, that can really have a positive and even enormous benefit on the rest of your life as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. If I remember correctly, you brought up the point about being part of the baseball field or being part of the soccer field.
Yeah.
We were there, we experienced it, especially this year. We were part of the sophomore baseball team here, and
yeah,
we experienced what it's like to be part of a team.
Exactly.
And this Euro class, we're not just students gathered in a bunch. We're not just people part of a classroom. We're a team. We always have each other. We'll always be there to help the other person's back, and we'll always be there to lend a hand.
Definitely. You know, I think that's one of the great parts about this class is we really get close, and we're almost like family to one another. We have our group chat, we text one all the time, we're able to work together, and that's able to make each one of us stronger too and have positive impact.
This class is great. I don't know if it makes any difference that there's people in it you may or may not like, but in the end of it, you will have friends in this class, and you will make something of yourself, and other people will definitely see that in front of you. And the fact that you get to do it over a year-long basis just makes it that much more sweeter.
Exactly. You're able to find deeper connections with your teacher, get to know them better, have someone you're able to rely on the next few years, and have someone to come back to, and then build greater relationships with your friends, too, and really make a difference.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And friends are what makes this class special. You might not know much of them, or even if any of them, in the first couple weeks of class, but as you start to move forward through this course, it's definitely something that you will never forget. It really brings you close to not only your friends or your teacher, but you learn something about yourself.
Yeah, I think going back to sports references again, you hear it a lot. You win as a team and you lose as a team, and I think that's definitely true in Euro too. If we all have a rough test, all have a rough quiz, we all have one another's backs. We're not singling each other out. We're all connected and in it together. So that way, when we all do well together, it's really able to have a larger impact as well.
And about those tests, we've all been there. We know how it is to have a bad test. And the thing is, if you can remember this, the fact that you're not alone, it's that you will always find success in something in this class. You're not alone if you fail, but you will have something. No matter if it's a week after your test or 3 months after your test, you will find a light in that tunnel, and it will be okay no matter if something good or bad happens.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Like, just because you mess up once doesn't mean you're done for the rest of the year. You gotta pick your head back up and get back at it. It's not time to sit and sulk. We call it a gut check a lot of times, and that first one, yeah, it hits and yeah, it hurts, but that's just motivation and another incentive to get back up and go kill the next one. And I think one of the cool things we had in our class too was walking in and Mr. Sanders would play the Notre Dame fight song, and we'd smack a picture of McKay on the wall, and that like got all of us excited and ready to go for the test.
About the tests, while it does feel rough studying for something that, you know, is hard, our teacher even said it will be hard.
Oh yeah.
This class is very demanding in most ways. It really demands like higher levels of thinking, as I said earlier, and it really makes you think like a historian. It doesn't really do a good job of, let's say, content-wise, but most of it will benefit you in the end, because, like I said before, if you can think a certain way, you can act a certain way. It really will affect you in the real world, and you'll look back on this class knowing that, oh man, I learned something there, and couldn't be where I am today without it.
Exactly, and you know, you do all these tests, you do all these things all year long, and it's really building up for that big AP test in the spring, and yeah, it does seem menacing when that day comes in the first or second week of May, but really, it's important that you get ready for that, and you're excited for it, because you've put in the work all year long, you've spent your lunches, your mornings, your nights,
putting in the hours for
this class, and now it's time to go. So I think when you get there, you got to be excited, and it's go time.
What do you say we take a deeper look into what test day looks like for a student taking this?
Yeah.
So for us, it was May 8th, 2019. Even though our test was in the afternoon, we still had those, as you would say, pre-game jitters. We were all pretty nervous, especially for most of us having it be our first AP test.
For sure, yeah.
Other than that, we did all the studying. We spent too many late nights together.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
Some would even say we spent too many early mornings together. But in the end, it's going to be worth it for this test. You've built up the relationships with your classmates and your teacher for all this. You've done so much stuff by yourself outside of school to prepare for this, and all in the while, you haven't given up a dime of what you love to do, which is either play sports, play an instrument, anything like that.
Exactly, and all those weeks coming up to it may be rough trying to balance the review sessions and the games and the concerts and the solo competitions and whatnot. But when May 8th comes and you go into it knowing that you've done all you can do and you're ready to kill that thing and you walk out of there, it's a big, deep breath and a sigh of relief.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because you just conquered one of the hardest things probably in your life at that point, and now you're ready to go.
Yeah,
you're changed because of it, and you're better because of that. And you walk out of Ackerman, and it's a whole new world. You can return to all the things you love that maybe you had to skip because you're studying for the test.
For sure, yeah.
And although it stinks that maybe you had to skip them, you know it was worth it because you just killed that test.
I don't know if, Will, you've had any sort of sacrifices you've had to make in order to make, like as you said, the review sessions or the test, but I know I had to sacrifice an orchestra thing or like a theater thing because those were on the same days as a review session or an important test that day. But in the end, I knew it was in the better opinion for me to skip those things now and come back to those later because you'd rather have something affect your academic abilities in a positive way than something you have outside of school. Because you'll eventually come back to it and realize I'm smarter than what I was before.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Sessions.
100%. You know, those review sessions, you get off the bus after that game, you're just like, ugh, all I want to do is go home and eat. But you know, you have one more commitment that night, and you got to get to that review session because you know it's going to make you better. And you get there, and you give it your all for that last hour and a half, and then you walk out of there knowing that you just learned more, and you're better now that you went to that. And then you can go home, have dinner, continue your night, and still have a positive outlook on all of it. I don't know, Christian, so I don't play an instrument anymore, but you play in the orchestra too, and you did sports and Euro. Do you still feel that's manageable?
For sure. Take it from me. I was never the best student academically, but I was still someone who was able to keep my head up. And having the ability to keep your head up just means that you're able to not only support yourself, but support what you want to do. And I feel like if you just have that train of thought, then nothing's impossible. You can tack on as many things as you want, and you'll still be able to complete this quote-unquote rigorous course, because you're going to look back at it when you go into the summer of your junior year and think, dang, I really did all that.
Exactly, and I think just kind of in closing here, I think one of my favorite quotes of all time is, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% what you make of it. So you can either let that test have a big impact on you and do nothing about it, or you can see that bad test grade, do something about it, get better, and then come out on top in the long run, because you are able to change what happened to you.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you're able to keep that train of thought, just remember, you can go anywhere. And on that note, me and Will would like to say goodbye. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, and we'd just like to give one more shout out to our sponsors, Haircuts by Sanders. By listening to this podcast, you are able to get 20% off your next haircut. So, Haircuts by Sanders. The best ones are on Glen Ellen.
Don't delay. Call today.
For Will Humble, my name is Christian Balanon, and thank you for joining our podcast.